Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Your answers are confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of this survey. So, are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yeah.
All right, so that would be a yes. So, how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks?
Very.
All right, so that would be like a definitely will vote then?
Yep.
All right, so now I'm going to read you the names of some individuals, and if you could tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion towards them, a somewhat favorable opinion, you're neutral, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you don't recognize them. The first one is Larry Hogan.
Very favorable.
Chris Chafee?
Never heard of him.
Donald Trump?
Very negative.
So very unfavorable?
Yeah.
All right. And what about Robin Ficker?
Somewhat unfavorable.
All right. So if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote for? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Hogan.
All right, Hogan. So do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
Support.
Would that be strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
All right. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
Strongly support.
Strongly support. All right. Now, when you're deciding to vote for someone, how important are the following issues to you? And I'm going to give you like a list, but the categories first go very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important. And so we start off with securing and protecting our southern border.
Somewhat important.
Economic issues like inflation, family budget, and debt.
Very important.
Job creation and economic development.
What's below somewhat important?
Well, it goes very important, somewhat important, not too important, and not at all important.
Not too important.
All right. What about energy independence for this country?
Not too important.
And lastly, being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
Completely, utterly unimportant.
All right. So not at all important?
Not at all.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker. And after each, if you could please tell me if the information makes you more likely, like much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or makes no effect towards you supporting him. So the first one is, Robin Ficker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border.
Not important.
Oh, all right. So would this make you, like, want to support him much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it has no difference, like it makes no effect?
No difference.
All right. Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values.
Not important.
All right. So would that be like no effect then, or would this make you want
no
to support
effect.
Him
no
much
effect.
Less likely?
No.
All right.
No effect.
So Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda.
Much less likely.
Much less likely. All right. So now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. And it's the same dynamic. If by reading each statement, it just makes you much more likely to want to support him, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference, or no effect. The first one is, as governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open.
No effect.
Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties.
Much more likely.
Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump.
Much more likely.
All right. So now I kind of just have to ask you again for one last time. If the May 2024 Republican primary elections for United States were held today, like United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote for? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, or Chris Chafee?
Hogan.
Generally speaking, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
conservative Republican.
Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay, now the last two questions I have are just like, I think about three more questions. So for physical purposes, in what kind of age category do you fall under? Like 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 or older?
50 to 59.
All right.
Those should be more entertaining categories.
Oh.
You should go by like, what band do you most like? I don't know. Anyway, go on first.
No worries. I mean, that would be really funny. I think the defining question would be like, what music do you listen to mostly? Like music from the 80s, 90s, 2000s?
Yeah. What did they play at your prom or, you know, I don't. Honestly, it's off color, but like the telling one is like, what song did you lose your virginity to?
Oh.
That's the telling one. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so
anyway,
funny.
Go on. All right. My age?
Well, I mean, that was the last one. So thank you so much for
your
time.
Well,
I truly appreciate it. And I think you have a good rest
of
your day. And again, just thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.